Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Is what's happening on Friday. How did you get this together? When did you get this together? When did you plan all of this?
So it's been in the works for the last month.
Amazing.
And then it just Friday morning everything came together.
All right, what came together for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about?
So this coming Friday, the 26th, it's a very significant date.
Mm-hmm.
It is the 1 year anniversary of being locked down. Last year was Erev Pesach. This year is Erev Pesach again. Mm-hmm. It's also Erev Shabbos. And, you know, Howard, in the community, we have all, every single person has lost someone, if not lots of people
100%.
In our lives. And I don't think we've even started dealing with it.
And so much. We haven't just lost people. We've lost so much.
Businesses, jobs, people, loved ones, family. Mm. You know, it's just been a terribly, terribly hard time. And what's important is to maintain the hope that we will get through this. It's been a year since we've been able to go to shul. Mm. I know you go, you're saying Kaddish, but most people have not gone back to shul for so many different reasons.
And shul
reasons.
Isn't what it was. It just isn't. So I go to shul to say Kaddish for my father, but it's just not what it was.
Until the whole community is there, it's never going to be what it was, because that's what makes a shul. A shul is the community participation. Mm. And so I thought, well, let's take the shul service to our homes where we can all sing along to those songs that we sing in shul. And called up Idan Reichel, and he's on board.
That's incredible.
Called up amazing, amazing local artists. Honey G, on board. Moshe Lichtenstein, on board. And Ruven Garba, on board. So it is the best of local and the best of international as well.
Yeah. And so how's it going to work? What is it?
Everything that we do at Chai FM is based on where the listener is at the time.
Mm.
So what are you doing Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos between 4 and 6? You're not in Zoom meetings.
No, definitely not.
So this is purely on your radio, because radio isn't a selfish companion. You can do other things while you're listening to your radio. So it's only going to be on the radio. Everybody, Idan Rachel is actually specially recording songs for us. And, well, they all are actually. Mm. And they're all recording personal voice notes in between. So it's their personal messages, it's their music, and it'll uplift us all. And that's the purpose of it.
Sounds. So it's 4 o'clock?
4 until candle lighting.
Wow. And candle lighting Friday is probably just around 6. Yeah. Yeah, that is unbelievable. Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. It's
amazing. And the sponsorship?
Thank you so much to Dis-Chem and to Octagon Financial Services. They just, when everything came together, I said, listen, there's payments to be made. Mm, we just don't have this in reserves.
Of course not.
And Dis-Chem were like, call you back. We'll call you back in 10 minutes. They did, and they were there. And they always...
Isn't it incredible?
But you know what? That's their whole brand.
Because
that's
nothing. Brand there's in terms actually of everything nothing that they do. To be gained from commercially from something like this.
Yeah.
It's doing it for the sake of community.
And you know what? It's supporting amazing artists
who
have been very, very hard hit in
for
the past year.
Absolutely.
And so they're all getting paid. And thank you so much to Dis-Chem Pharmacies and also to Octagon Financial Services. Yeah.
Incredible. Absolutely.
So just incredible. Like, so both
two
of them were like,
hours
we there.
Concert, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, roughly, on Friday.
Amazing.
I absolutely can't wait.
I also can't
wait. And the amazing thing is, you know, so often I feel that, is that you want to change the energy and the atmosphere in your home as you head into Shabbat and you head into a festival.
Yeah.
And this is just the way to do it, because you're filling the spaces with the right music, messages, and energy.
Yeah. What do you do generally to create like a Shabbos atmosphere, aside from having a little zup?
I do have a little zup. I do have the just before.
Do you have your rituals?
Before I go to shul, I'll always have a whiskey.
Yeah.
Like that's just part of my thing. And there's stuff that I do. So I know that I've got to set out the candles, check the hot tray, which I never get right anyway. But like there's certain things that
your wife
are
needs
just
a medal, you know this.
Believe me. If anyone knows it, I know it. But there's certain rituals or certain things that I do in the house, and that just sort of takes me, it's like almost like a physical physical thing that changes into that environment. And then, of course, when Shabbat comes in, just the silence of it. So I do play music as well. I love playing music round about that time because that really does bring the right energy and the right feeling. And this is just, well, Chai's doing it for us.
Yeah, listen, thank God.
Which is incredible.
Thank God we're in a position to do that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay.